Hello, and welcome to Friends for Life, a podcast of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's National Mission. We're here to come alongside you as we journey through life under the cross. What does it look like to care for our neighbors in body and soul? How do we tend to our own body and soul? How can we speak up for life? And finally, how do we share the faith with the next generation? Join us as we have these conversations and learn together. We hope you'll stick around and be our friends for life.
All right. Hello, everybody. My name's Sam, and I am here with Miss Kristen. And Miss Kristen, can you tell us about yourself?
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Where should I start? So I live in New Orleans. I'm an artist locally. My husband and I have been married for almost 18 years, and he is the director of Louisiana Right to Life.
Yeah.
We have four daughters, and yeah, that's pretty much it. My life.
No dogs. Cats.
We have two cats.
Okay.
They're adorable.
Awesome.
Chloe and Daphne.
That's so cool. What are you doing here? What are you here for?
So it's kind of cool how it came about. So my husband and I are obviously involved in the pro-life movement. So We are very close with the Women's New Life Clinic and their workers. We've been involved with them for years and years. So a few months ago, Allison, who's the director there, called me, and knowing that I was an artist, she said, they are looking at this conference for an artist to come and do a collaborative art project.
Yeah.
And I was immediately like, ooh, that sounds super exciting and interesting. So I was like, yes, I'm all in. That would be awesome. So yeah, this is the first time I've done something on this scale with a collaborative art project, but it's been amazing. It's been really cool. So yeah, that's kind of how I got brought in, and then, you know, talked to Steph and kind of tried to narrow down what she was looking for. And, you know, in art, there's process work, and there's like the end result, and then there's the process, you know? Yeah. So this piece is kind of interesting in the sense that it really is kind of both of those things. So right now is just the process. It's the product process work. And then I'll take it from here and make it a final product that will be donated to the Women's New Life Clinic auction.
That's awesome.
And so hopefully they can benefit from it, you know, later in the fall.
Super cool.
Yeah.
Super cool. Okay. So let's kind of dive in to how you kind of got involved in the whole pro-life scene. You said your husband works for who?
Louisiana Right to Life.
Okay.
So he's been there for about 18 years. And so he's actually the first full-time employee of that organization.
Okay.
My husband and I actually met in the pro-life club at college. I had been involved in different service issues and things like that in college. And the pro-life club came to me and they were like, hey, we kind of need a vice president. Would you be interested in doing it? And I was like, yeah, totally. Yeah. That's fine.
Okay.
So I signed up. My husband came in and got involved in the pro-life club. He had been more involved in high school than I was. He grew up in Mobile, Alabama.
Okay.
And in Mobile, the abortion facility was right across the street from Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh.
And he was at a birthday party. Don't ask me why he was at Chuck E. Cheese at a birthday party in high school, but he was.
Chuck E. Cheese is a fun place. Don't knock it. I'm just kidding.
You're not wrong. So he was there, and it all kind of like clicked for him that he was at Chuck E. Cheese where a kid can be a kid, and was staring across the street at this place that eliminates birthdays altogether, you know?
Yeah.
So he had already kind of had a passion for the pro-life cause. Came into college, we met in the pro-life group, we became friends, we planned some ridiculously disorganized trips to the March for Life in DC together.
I want to know more about those, but yes.
We slept on a lot of floors. Like, we never even booked hotel rooms. We were like, we'll just find a church or somewhere. And we totally did. And it was like, now looking back as a mom, I'm like,
how did my parents let me go do something like that?
Yeah, it was super, super just crazy and wild. But anyway, we just realized that we were a really good team. And we, you know, we kind of hit it off. And when he graduated from college, he was like, I really feel called to do something full time in the pro-life cause.
Yeah.
So in college, we had known about this organization called Louisiana Right to Life. It had been volunteer-based since 1970. And he was like, I think I can take this and make it something better. Okay. So he approached the board and he was like, hey, I would like to come on full time. Would you guys be open to that? And they were like, if you can fundraise your salary, go for it. And so he did. And it's now grown. Now they have offices in Lafayette and Baton Rouge. Wow. And they have like 12 full-time employees.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, so it's been good. It's been, you know, it's been interesting for our family because the pro-life issue has kind of become our family mission in a way. But it's, you know, we also get kind of like the spiritual warfare side of that. Like, it's very real. If you're working in the movement, if you're working for the church, if you're working, you know, anything like that, you start to feel really quickly like this is something that is more than just, you know, flesh and blood. This is like, you know, you definitely get that, you know, from time to time. So, but it's, you know, it's a lot about education. My husband does a lot at the legislature during the legislative session. Okay. And they're very active in like schools and education and trying to explain and use philosophy and science to explain the pro-life position and, you know, why abortion is wrong.
Yeah. So you mentioned the March for Life, and I want to know a little bit more about that. We've had some kids on here that have kind of talked about their experiences they've gotten to go. We had a kid that went to Washington, D.C., and there's some from Central Missouri and all this kind of good stuff. What are your experiences? What are those like? Because I've never been to one.
Okay, yeah. I mean, honestly, for me, that was probably the first time. I think I went to the March for Life for the first time when I was a junior in high school.
Okay.
And it was probably the first time for me that I really had it spelled out, like, why should you be pro-life? Why is abortion even an issue, you know? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, so as part of the March for Life, a lot of times you go to like a conference or more kind of, you know, educational events and things like that. And for me, that was the most impactful part of it. But then also you see just the sheer magnitude of all these people, you know, flocking to one place for this cause and not for any benefit to themselves. I mean, this is all speaking on behalf of the voiceless, you know?
Right.
And that to me was, it was just very eye-opening for me.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I continued to go during college, and actually our oldest daughter is 16. She just went for the first time in January this year with her school.
Yeah.
And she said the same thing. She was like, it was just so many people. It was like unbelievable. And, you know, just hearing the testimonies and, you know, I think that was the most amazing thing for her, getting to hear actually, you know, because she's grown up, you know, it's mm-hmm. funny, like she's grown up praying in front of abortion clinics. She's grown up, you know, like in our, you know, in our family, it's just kind of like part of what we do, you know? And so I think she had a pretty good grasp on, you know, what is abortion and why is it wrong, you know, things like that. But I think hearing from someone other than us that she knows, you know, that it's important, I think was the best thing for her.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you got four girls and they're all so starting to get in that realm?
Yeah, so 16, 13, 11, and 10.
Okay.
So,
and what's your husband's name?
Ben.
We need to make sure we pray for Ben because he's got four girls at the house. I'm sure he gets, his hands are probably full, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Say though, he is the best girl dad.
Good.
I have never met a better girl dad.
So what makes someone a good girl dad? I don't have any kids. My girlfriend tells me, she's like, oh, you're going to be a girl dad. I don't know what that means. Is that what kind of qualifies a girl dad? What does he do?
Okay, I'll give you an example. He is so intentional about spending time with each of our kids.
Yeah.
And just making sure that they know that they're loved, making sure that they know that he's there for them. So, for example, he had the idea when our oldest was turning 12 that he was like, you know, 12 is like a weird age for girls.
Yeah.
It's like there's a lot of like friendship transitions and it's just kind of a weird age. So we hadn't really planned anything for our daughter's birthday yet. She was kind of like down in the dumps a little bit about having a party. She was kind of like, I don't know if I invite this person, then I can't invite this person, whatever. Right. You know, it was just a lot of like girl drama. Mm-hmm. So when she turned 12, he was like, look, I think I want to do just like take her on like this amazing trip.
Yeah.
So she was super into like Harry Potter fantasy like stuff at the time. So she was like, I'm going to take her to Universal. Ooh. And so he planned like this amazing trip. He surprised her. Like, she walked in the house one night and the like Harry Potter music was playing. It was all dark with candles. And yeah. He like figured out how to, he printed out all these letters to her and like hung them from fishing wire. So it looked like they were coming out of the fireplace.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was like, you're invited on this magical trip, you know, and she was just like, oh, she's gosh, like, this is amazing. So then when our second daughter turned 12, he was like, well, I got to do something for her, you know?
Yeah.
So he took her on a trip. And then our third daughter is about to turn 12 next week and he's about to take her on a trip. So awesome. He just is very present.
I'm sure.
He's just, yeah, very.
Just a good guy. There.
He's just a, yeah.
Yeah.
He sets the bar very high for their future.
Well, and that's extremely important. I mean, I have a great mother and a father, and Grant has a great mom and a dad as well. So for me, when I was looking, you know, for a partner, for, you know, a person that it's like, okay, can I spend the rest of my life with this person? You know, I was pretty picky, and I think everybody needs to be a little bit picky. Absolutely. In particular.
Yeah.
Same thing with my girlfriend. She has great, great home life. And, you know, she was picky. She was particular, you know, who's she going to talk to? Who's she going to hang out with? And I just think having great parents is so foundational for a child's success.
Yeah.
So that's why we need to make sure, oh yeah, unplanned pregnancies do happen.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're having an unplanned pregnancy, it's like, okay, it's time to grow up.
Yeah. So, well, and I think it's, I mean, obviously they happen. Obviously we're supportive of, you know, someone giving birth, no matter what the situation is, mm-hmm. you know? But I think there is like an ideal, there's a standard that is like going to be the best situation for everybody involved,
yes.
you know? And I think that as much as we can promote and show that that is good, you know, the better. Yeah.
And I just had a conversation with Allison Daigle, the CEO of Women's New Life. And we were kind of talking about how the health and the autonomy, the biology of all of these, you know, these young girls and young men, it's just not being talked about
right.
in health classes and in biology classes. And I think it's not something that we need to start doing at a super young age, but when it starts to hit, you know, pubescent age, all that kind of good stuff, it's like, hey, we need to make sure we're talking about this and let our kids know that they're educated.
Well, I think there's a way that you can talk about them, you know, these things at an age appropriate level,
yeah.
you know, starting from infancy, you know, talking about like, you know, you're loved, you're a gift, you know, like yeah. you're special, you're unrepeatable, you know, like all of these things. And then, yeah, as they get older, you know, teens think about this stuff all the time.
Yeah.
You know, so bringing it up in conversation, it's not shocking to them because they're already thinking about it.
Right.
You know, and so I think, you know, even just like working, you know, these kind of conversations into daily life, you know, like, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? What would you do in this situation? You yeah. know, and like you're talking about, like the actual just education of biology is, you know, super important. I don't know, how old are you?
23.
Okay. I don't know if they did this for y'all when you were in health, but I remember watching a fetal development video and then the miracle of life where it's actually, you see childbirth.
No, I didn't get that.
So I grew up going to public school. I went to public school.
School as well. I think that we were supposed to watch that and the teacher was just like, no.
I can remember the entire health class just like sitting like with our chins on the floor. Yeah. Like, what just happened?
Yeah. And it is shocking. It's extremely shocking to see and hear about stuff like that. But it's like, it's a miracle.
Well, it takes it out of the abstract and it's like, yeah. this is what we're talking about here, you know? Yeah. And it's like, I mean, those images and the thing, you know, it's just the fetal development and seeing it actually happen. I mean, that yeah. stays with you, you know? It's yeah. like,
it's insane. Is it baby Olivia that they have on loop?
Yep.
It's not, it's 3D, you know, however you want it, animated, but it kind of walks from conception all the way up to birth mm-hmm. and just how detailed and how cool of a video that is. That needs to be shown to every teenager, you know, just because of how incredible life is. And like you said, it's peeling back all of the filters. It's no longer an abstract thought over here. It's like, oh, that's taboo. We're not going to talk about this.
Yeah.
It's like, no, this is what happens.
Right.
This is how it happens right here. And I just think a lot of it just, kids just aren't being told, you know?
Yeah, they're kept in the dark and then they just make all these assumptions and thoughts on their own, like, oh, this is how the world is.
Yeah.
But it's not always that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Us coming from two of us that don't have kids, obviously.
Yeah, we don't have kids, and we don't have kids, and we know everything.
Yeah, obviously.
My kids are going to be potty trained by the time they're worn.
Oh, and, yeah, absolutely. They're never going to do anything wrong in their lives.
Yeah, they're going to be awesome. They're going to be awesome. No.
10 years. Yeah. Just let me know how that's going.
I'll give you a call in 10 years, and I'll let you know.
I am curious how Ben's French braiding skills are. That's a girl dad.
Yeah.
Does he braid their hairs?
No. French braiding, not so much. But he did have a hairstyle when they were toddlers that he would call the daddy tail. And it was basically just all of their hair swept up to their forehead and put in a ponytail holder and then a big bow in the front. And that was the daddy tail.
I like it.
Yeah.
That works.
That's awesome.
It works. Well, Miss Kristen, I don't have any more questions. We appreciate you stopping by. And we appreciate you being here to kind of guide the participants, and I'm really excited to see how this thing turns out.
It's beautiful so far.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, I love how it really does tie in with the theme of Endure. You know, people can kind of see the artwork in real time enduring over the 3 days, you know, so it's kind of cool to be able to see like the transformation and everyone kind of making their mark and see the process kind of take place. So
yeah,
it's been really fun. It's been awesome to be with you guys. It's been a fun time. So
good. It's good. We appreciate you being here.
For joining us, Friends for Life is a podcast that discusses the life God has given and the people He has called you to serve, right where you are in God's mission.